Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Take Pride in Retirement, the podcast dedicated to helping members of the LGBTQ plus community protect and grow their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of education and insights with your host and advisor, Matt McClure. We recognize every family is unique. The goal of the show is to help you achieve financial freedom so you and your loved ones can have the retirement you've always dreamed of. A retirement you can take pride in, no matter who you are, where you're from, or who you love. So now, let's start the show. Here's Matt McClure.
Hello and welcome once again to Take Pride in Retirement. I'm Matt McClure, your host, your friend, your pal, your confidant, your advisor, your buddy, all of the things. I thank you for joining me once again. Really, really do appreciate it. And, you know, it's a pleasure and an honor to have you each and every time there is a new episode of the show. It is really something that does not escape me that you could literally be doing anything right now. And the fact that you are listening to my voice just makes all the difference to me in the world and gives me all of the motivation that I can possibly get to keep on going. I really do appreciate that quite a bit. And I don't want to ever have an episode where I don't state that explicitly, because it's very, very true. I hope that you have had a great week, no matter where you're listening to this or when you're listening to this. I am recording it as the weather tries to change to fall. It's sort of struggling a little bit here in the metro Atlanta area, but I hope that the weather is great wherever you are. And hopefully, you know, it's not too hot, not too cold. It's just right. It's the Goldilocks kind of a thing. But yeah, this is the show, Take Pride in Retirement, where it is all about you, if you are a member of the LGBTQ plus community, or if you're not a member of the LGBTQ plus community, if you are just someone who is interested in hearing about retirement concerns and needs in general, you are very welcome here as well. Everybody is welcome because, as I say, every episode, and as my husband says in the voiceover to the beginning of the episode, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter who you love, any of the things that we try to, define ourselves by, just kind of, throw any divisions about that out the door when you listen to this podcast, because we are all part of the human family, first of all, and we are all in need and deserving of a retirement that we can take pride in. And so that's the whole point of the show, really, is to give you the opportunity to have a retirement you can take pride in, period, no matter who you are, no matter who you love, how you identify. It's all good vibes and all about helping you plan and get a good vision and a smart vision for your retirement years. That really is what this show is all about. It's about building that vision, getting that vision brought into focus, and then getting you started on the road to what you want your retirement to look like. Retirement looks different for everybody, right? Especially true in the LGBTQ plus community, because everybody is so different that we are, such a diverse community of people who are, united by the fact that we are different. And that's, it's such a kind of a wild concept when you think about it and you sort of talk about it that way that, oh, we're united by our differences. Yeah, we are. Those are what bring us together and we celebrate those. And so as part of that celebration of our differences, I want to help you celebrate having a retirement you can take pride in. It's as simple as that, really. And so part of that is really beginning to get you along that road to retirement is you got to know where you're going. What do you want your retirement to look like? Do you have that date circled on your calendar? Do you know when you're going to retire? Do you know how you're going to retire? How you're going to be able to afford to live in retirement? Like all of those things. So we're going to get started on a discussion about that, about a smart vision for your retirement today, and talk about some different scenarios of what your retirement may look like, and then maybe how to solve some issues along the way. All right. It's a great, great show, jam-packed with a lot of information. So I'm not going to waste any more time just yapping away here. We're going to get started with some inspiration for our conversations with our quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And this time around, the quote comes from the late, great former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, the first female Secretary of State for the U.S. And she said this one time: most of the time I spend when I get up in the morning is trying to figure out what is going to happen. Most of the time I spend when I get up in the morning is trying to figure out what is going to happen. The late former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, said, and I agree that that's how I spend a lot of my time as well, trying to figure out what's going to happen. And here's the thing. I thought that fits so well with sort of the topic of discussion today, because figuring out what is going to happen is what you are doing when you try to come up with that smart vision for your retirement. You sort of figure out what you want your retirement to look like, right? And I like to think about retirement planning as sort of like your financial GPS, right? Or your retirement GPS. What's the first thing? So you, let's say you're going to go somewhere you've never been before physically, you know, you're going to hop in the car, right? And the first thing you do, if you've never been there, probably, is you put the destination in your GPS so that you can get there, right? And then comes the route and the, adjustments that can be made along the way because of traffic conditions and things like that. But first, the very first thing you got to do is know where you're going. And so that is the point of today's show, is getting you to a place where you know where you are going. And I want to, first of all, take a second to encourage you that if you don't know where you're going, and if you maybe want some inspiration for where you can go, keep listening to the show, of course, today. But you can also go to takeprideinretirement.com. That's takeprideinretirement.com, and get all of the past episodes there. All of the past episodes of the show, and get some inspiration for maybe what the possibilities are for your retirement years. Takeprideinretirement.com. You can also go to the YouTube channel. I would love it if you would subscribe to the YouTube channel. Just go search Take Pride in Retirement at YouTube, and I would be so, so glad if you would subscribe, get all of our videos that are there, and get notified. Click the bell and or tap the bell if you're on your device, and get notifications for all the new videos that come up. But so that is one thing. But another thing is, you know, everybody has dreams and aspirations and ambitions and all of that. And a lot of it that has to do with retirement and retirement planning. So what do you want that retirement to look like? It's a very personal thing, because some people, let's say, haven't gotten the opportunity to travel much because, you know, say a lot of the LGBTQ plus community spends a lot of time caregiving, you know, providing care for family members, friends. And that's just the way, because, you know, fewer of us tend to have children. That's just, you know, statistically speaking, fewer of us tend to have children. So we find ourselves, instead of raising children a lot of the time, taking care of maybe older relatives, or if we do have kids, doing it all, you know, taking care of the older relatives and raising the kids at the same time. So if you find yourself in that category, maybe you haven't been able to travel a lot in your working years. Maybe you've had that full-time job where you work long hours. And then, you know, when you get home, or when you get off of your job and go, you know, to see that relative or that loved one that needs care, you're just exhausted and there's no time to go and enjoy and do anything, especially out of town or out of the country or anything. So maybe your retirement looks like one filled with a lot of travel, checking off those bucket list locations that you want to visit. Like myself, I've never been to France, at least not yet. And so I would love to do a lot more traveling in Europe. I think that would be amazing. We're actually going to go, my husband and I are going to go on a cruise to coincide with our anniversary this year, up to New England and into Canada, to a bunch of places that I've never been before. So we're checking those off of the list, which is a great, great thing. So that is one possibility for what your retirement might look like. But maybe you are someone who is part of the LGBTQ plus community or not, whoever you might be, and you travel a lot for work. You know, the fact that less, or I should say fewer LGBTQ plus folks have kids can often lead to, you know, work, whatever your job might be, taking advantage of that fact and sending you on trips all over the place. So maybe you've done a lot of traveling. Maybe it's been mostly for business, but you've done a lot of traveling and you want to take it easier in retirement. You want to sip a mint julep on the front porch under an old magnolia tree or something, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. That is something that you're going to have to plan for, but you got to have that vision. So those are kind of, you know, a couple of ends of the spectrum, right? Maybe you are a big movie buff and you want to take a trip to Hollywood, or you just want to see a movie or two or three every week. And so that's what you want to do. Like maybe you are a big theater buff and you want to go around and see all of the different theatrical productions that come to town wherever you live, or go travel around maybe to some other kind of regional theaters in your area and see some of the shows. Those are all different possibilities in retirement, but you got to know what your particular vision is, right? What does retirement look like to you? So in addition to what are you doing during retirement, who are you going to be with? Who are you taking care of? You know, just because you're retired doesn't necessarily mean that those caregiving duties that I spoke about are done. Maybe they're just getting started. Maybe you have a husband, wife, partner, whomever that needs care now that you are in retirement. Are you taking care of that person? What are your goals? I mean, how do you plan to fund your retirement that could last 30 plus years? You could be working just as long, if not even longer, or you could be retired rather just as long, if not even longer, than you were working. So your retirement career, so to speak, could be longer than your career, your job career. So if you don't start with a clear vision and a clear set of goals for retirement, you could experience a bunch of unknowns down the road. There's a recent survey that said 37% of Americans feel that they need more education on retirement planning. And more than half, 52% of Americans, wish they had more education on how to invest. Those are things that I can help you with. As a financial advisor, as a fiduciary who has to work in your best interest, not my own, I can help you on both ends, on the investment side and accumulating funds for your retirement. And then in retirement, turning that into an income. I'm a certified annuity specialist. Just received that designation here not too long ago. And so it's paramount to me that you have an income in retirement that you cannot outlive. And I can show you how to do that. So here's the thing. If you don't know, you might say, oh, I like the sound of traveling a lot, but then I like the sound of sitting on the mint julep sitting on the front porch, sipping the mint julep and all of that. Like, I like both of those things. Sit down and have a discussion with your spouse, with your partner, with your family members. Consider some important factors that will affect your golden years. And this will help bring those retirement-related goals into focus. So number one is Social Security. Because a lot of people just assume that Social Security is going to cover the bulk of their expenses or their financial needs in retirement, but that's just not the case. It's not realistic. Social Security is only going to cover, realistically, about a third of your expenses, kind of on average, right? And so while people make that assumption, they sort of commonly assume that they're stuck with a predetermined benefit as well. Did you know you can actually increase your payout by delaying when you take it? So you can increase that monthly income. And that could be something that's right for you. That's, you know, maybe not. It could be something that is not right for you. You may want to start early. You may want to get that check starting at 62 which is the earliest you can start taking Social Security now. Or it may make sense to at least delay until your full retirement age, which is somewhere between the age of 66 and 67 for everybody listening to my voice right now. Depends on when you were born, right? Or you could delay all the way out as long as you can, out to age, say, 70, and get an 8% increase in that monthly benefit for each year that you wait. So that is one consideration to take into account as you're sort of building that vision for your retirement. Another common thing to think about that affects everybody and that a lot of people might, you know, may or may not actually think about, but you need to think about, is taxes. You know, a common misconception is that your tax rate is going to dramatically decrease once you stop working. Well, you can't count on that. It may very well. If your income goes down because your expenses kind of go down, maybe some in retirement, then yeah, if your income falls below a certain level, you could drop a tax bracket and then your tax rate will decrease on, the taxes that you do pay. But you can't count on that. So from 1960 to 63, just to highlight this, because anything can change, right? And taxes, a lot of the, economists out there and analysts out there are thinking that the tax rate is going to have to go up across the board for just about everybody at some point in the future, because the national debt is so huge, over $35 trillion now. And so just to put this in kind of a matter of perspective, the rate that is now the 24% tax bracket, right? That tax rate for the current 24% bracket used to actually be 56%. It used to be the 56% tax bracket between 1960 and 63. So do you have a plan for tax rates changing during your retirement? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but we can actually make a plan so that no matter what happens on the tax side, you are taken care of and you don't have to worry about that. You can get a lot of peace of mind through some plans that we can put in place. And on top of that, not only do you not have to worry about taxes going up or down or whatever, sideways, you can keep more of your hard-earned and hard-saved money to begin with. Also think about Medicare. I mean, you know, a lot of people make assumptions about what Medicare covers. Oh, I'm going to retire. I'm going to turn 65. I'm going to start taking Medicare and it's going to cover all of my medical expenses and I'm not going to have to worry about anything. Wouldn't that be great if that were the case? Some people, assume that long hospital stays are covered. A lot of hospital stays are covered, but only up to a certain point under Medicare. Regular doctor visits. All of that stuff kind of depends, right, on what plan you have elected. Long-term care, that's something that Medicare doesn't cover, especially traditional Medicare does not cover long-term care. I said, you know, you can be covered for a stay in the hospital up to a certain point, but if you go beyond that point, say if you're in the hospital for a couple of months, or if you need long-term care for, anything beyond, say, like 30 days or so, that's not going to be covered. And unless you have long-term care in your plan, some sort of plan for long-term care, whether it's a long-term care policy, whether it is something that is an addendum to another type of policy that you have that can increase the amount of income you get in retirement if you need long-term care, any of those things. I mean, we can actually plan for that because you need a plan for that because it's not covered by Medicare. So as you get older, it's likely you're going to have more healthcare needs, of course, than when you were younger. The body gets older, it breaks down, as I learn every single day when I, you know, feel my knee pop and all of this. And I listen to my feet as I, you know, crunching as I walk across the floor. But, you know, there is no long-term care. There is no add-on for Medicare that's like that. You can add on prescription drug coverage, sure, Medicare Part D, for example. You can get a Medicare Advantage plan, perhaps, if that's right for you, that would, you know, cover all these costs in retirement as well. Except, you know, long-term care through traditional Medicare is not an option. It's just not. And so you want to have a plan for that. And one of the reasons that you want to have a plan for that and a plan for all of these things is because life expectancy is increasing. Life expectancy has more than doubled over the last 200 years in the United States. Many people, though, are not building their plans to last past age 90. But you have to, because you don't know how long you're getting. You could very well live to be 100, 105, 110, heck, 120. The way things are going. Yeah, even with the COVID pandemic, you could be destined to live much longer than expected. So you're going to want to have a financial plan in place that's going to last your entire life, no matter how long that life is. You got to sit down with an advisor, hopefully me, and cover the options. Consider everything. And it's as easy as pie to do it. All right. We can meet over Zoom. We can meet in person. If you're in the Metro Atlanta area, I'd be happy to meet with you in my office in Midtown. All you have to do is go to the website, takeprideinretirement.com. Takeprideinretirement.com. Click on the schedule a consultation button, or you can call the number 855-246-9211. That's 855-246-9211. If I don't pick up, just leave a message there. I'll get back to you ASAP. All right. I really do look forward to helping you talk through those different scenarios and really make the most of your current situation as well as you get prepared along the road toward your retirement. And that actually, that part starts with, you know, I spoke about this having a vision for your retirement. We talk about it around these parts as a SMART vision. You know, you want to have a SMART vision for your retirement, meaning that you want to have those goals and those aspirations, and then you want to be smart about how you get there, right? So it kind of begins with, you know, planning along that road begins with a SMART inspection of your current situation. I'm going to talk more about that coming up here in just a few minutes. First, though, you know, while you are still working, no matter where you are in your working life and in your career journey here, do you have the skills necessary to do what you want to do? Because, you know, if you are not being fulfilled, either emotionally, financially, mentally, all of the things, right? If you're not being challenged, if you're not doing what you want to do, then you are not necessarily going to be able to have a fulfilling career and be able to fulfill the dreams that you have for your retirement, because maybe you haven't moved beyond what you've kind of always done, and maybe you feel like you're stuck in a job or whatever. So there are options, though, for you out there, and a lot of employers are actually recognizing the need for an increase in workforce skills and helping people move upward and onward in their careers. I actually talked about this recently with a very, very smart woman who is just great at talking about this particular topic. Listen to this great conversation about workforce skills and how you can potentially improve yours, and of course, where to find out more information. And we'll talk about it more and have some other things still to come here on the other side.
I am speaking with Constance St. Germain, who is president of Capella University. Constance, thanks so much for taking some time for me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks so much for having me this morning, Matt.
So there's a new survey out from Strategic Education, Inc., talking about, you know, at least trying to understand how employees feel about their skill sets and if there is a gap between the skills that they have and the skills that they might need. Can you talk about that survey, kind of the survey's findings, just, you know, at a kind of a high level here, and then we'll sort of delve into more of the details.
Sure, absolutely. So Strategic Education conducted a national survey of 2,000 U.S.-based full-time employees, and one of the things that they discovered was that half of the U.S. workers were worried about gaining the skills needed to advance their career despite the availability of upskilling opportunities from their employer.
Very good. And so talk about a little bit about this concept that's mentioned here called upskilling. What is that? I mean, it kind of on the surface might sound like it's a little bit of a portmanteau or something, or a little self-explanatory maybe, but talk about upskilling a little bit and kind of what that concept is and why it's so important.
Sure. So really what upskilling is referring to is just education programs that are designed to expand an employee's ability and minimize skill gaps. And the reason why upskilling is so important is because, as everyone knows, technology and workplace practices are evolving so quickly, right? So this is really challenging employees and employers, their ability to keep up with those changes. And so more and more employers are recognizing the need to invest in their employees' upskilling to kind of help them bridge the skills gap.
Very good. So it seems like this, the survey is finding that there is a need for this, upskilling and with employers really taking a more of a focus, I guess, on that. That seems like that is definitely good news, because obviously, if you don't have the skills that you need for the, the industry or the particular job that you are in, there's going to be a struggle there, not only for you in your career, but for the industry as a whole, if that's more of a widespread thing. And as you were saying, that the survey is finding that there are a lot of folks who feel like they do need more skills.
Absolutely. And, employers are trying to do that. I mean, one of the things the survey found was about 75% of employers offered some type of upskilling opportunities. Most of them, about a little over 50%, were actually offered in-house training opportunities, and about a third of them offered tuition benefits. So definitely a recognition there. And those that are being offered those type of upskilling opportunities are taking advantage of it. But even despite all that, employees still remain concerned about having the skills necessary to advance their careers.
Gotcha. And what do you feel maybe like some positives and negatives here about what the folks are getting right? The employers, I should say, are getting right, and maybe some areas that they need to improve. I know you mentioned kind of the different types of upskilling sort of opportunities that are available out there. But what are employers getting right and what are they getting wrong, in your opinion?
So I think one of the issues has been that employers have essentially been trying to solve the problem unilaterally, right? So their heart's in the right place. They recognize the need to invest in their employees' development. So that has definitely been something they've been getting right. I think one of the opportunities, though, was really for them to collaborate with their employees and really have a good understanding of not only what the employee is seeking, but for them to also convey to the employee how that benefits the organization's mission, and offering employees an opportunity to have not just in-house professional development, but options like tuition assistance really helps working adults who need a lot of flexibility in terms of when, how, and what they're studying.
Very good. And from the employee side, is there anything that employees should be doing to, work with their employers to, maybe further some of these opportunities for themselves and their coworkers?
Sure. No, that's a great question. I really recommend three things. One, they need to connect with their employer, and just so that everybody has a good understanding of what type of skills they think are needed and what the organization is looking for. Then the second thing they need to do is provide feedback to their employer. So really engage in transparent dialogue around perhaps the employer's offering in-house professional development, whether or not that's meeting their needs, what in particular the employee may be looking for with that. And then lastly, if it's not sufficient, they should really work with their employer and their HR benefits team to get a better understanding of what type of educational benefits might work for them, and request more control over how and when they learn.
Wonderful. Well, Constance, just about time for us to wrap things up here, but anything else that you wanted to touch on, or maybe, share some resources where folks could go for more information?
Absolutely. Anyone who's interested in the survey and learning more, I encourage them to visit upskillingsurvey.com to learn more about the survey and how employees can approach continuing education.
Wonderful. Dr. Constance St. Germain, president of Capella University, thank you so, so much for your time. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
Constance is absolutely great, and I really do appreciate her taking some time to talk to me about such an important issue. And of course, we spoke there about workforce skills, about things that will, you know, help you have a better career potentially. And I want you, of course, to have a better retirement as well after that career. So, hey, better career, better retirement, it's all good. If you want to get in touch with me, all you have to do is go to takeprideinretirement.com. That's takeprideinretirement.com and click on the schedule a consultation button there. It's right there at the top of the webpage. Or you can give me a call at 855-246-9211, 855-246-9211. All right. So here in the last few minutes of the show, you know, earlier we talked about a smart vision, having a smart vision for your retirement. Well, now I want to talk about smart inspection. It's the thing that you do when you want to get started along the road to your retirement. You know, I sort of talked about it like the financial GPS a little bit earlier in the show as we were beginning this discussion. You know, your smart vision, that's you setting the destination, right? That's where you want to go. But even really before you crank your car, before you start along the road, you want to make sure that that car is in good working order and that it's going to be able to get you from point A to point Z or whatever. So make the most of your current situation with a smart inspection of your finances. Because to achieve that vision, you got to know where you stand now. You have to know where you want to go, and you have to know where you are and what you can do better to prepare for the future. So some smart inspection tools that I have at my disposal, along with the good folks at Active Wealth Management, who I work with, we have those tools at our disposal, and we can use them to help you understand where you stand. And that'll help you plan for the retirement that you want, the one that we talked about earlier, no matter what it looks like, no matter who you are, or where you come from, who you love, how you identify, any of the things. My goal is to help you, no matter any of those definitions, put the future for you, for your spouse, your partner, your loved ones, your family, whomever, whatever your situation is. We don't want to just be in the hands of the stock market. We don't want to be at the whims of, you know, whatever might happen as far as interest rates go, which interest rates, yes, got cut this past week, which is great news for people who want a home loan or want, you know, or have credit cards, especially credit card debt that is ongoing. At least you get some relief there a bit. And it was a big cut, 0.5%. So that's good. But do you want to just sort of be at the whims of whatever happens in the economy, whatever happens in the market? Or do you want some security in your retirement plan? Well, I can actually help you along the way and get started along a road to a retirement you can take pride in with these smart inspection tools. And I'm going to run through them here quickly. A portfolio analysis, which is a checkup and a complete analysis of what your finances look like currently. You make an appointment, and I'm going to look over your current portfolio and offer suggestions and tips for improving that portfolio's outlook. A financial plan to your 95th birthday, all the way out to 95, and even potentially beyond that. Making sure that you don't outlive your money. You know, what I want to be is an effective partner for you on the financial side for the rest of your life. I'm in your corner when it comes to helping you plan. And so a plan to your 95th birthday, at the very least, ensures that we're going to be able to help you every single step of the way. A Social Security maximization report as well. We're going to actually give you this in-depth analysis of the scenario that might be best for you. We'll present different scenarios, you know, taking at 62, withdrawing at full retirement age or at the maximum age. Don't wait beyond the maximum age, of course, because it doesn't do any good to do that. But the Social Security maximization report is going to show you exactly that, how to best maximize your Social Security earnings in retirement. And I can share with you some tips and tricks along the way to help you take advantage of everything that's available to you and make sure that you have a comfortable retirement. Again, a retirement that you can take pride in. So
A comprehensive consultation is what you can get at absolutely no cost as a listener to the show. I have said it before, I'll say it again. No matter who you are, where you come from, who you love, how you identify, I want to help you have a retirement you can take pride in. There is no obligation as well. You only work with me if it is best for you, if we mutually agree upon it. If you don't feel like it's a good fit, fine, no skin off my nose. I do want to work with you, and I want to work with you in for the long term to help you achieve your retirement goals. But at the same time, there's no obligation to do that. It's not a high pressure situation. I want to help you analyze your financial situation, closely examine any annuities that you might have. If you don't have annuities, we'll explore that and see if you can get some safety, some growth, and some retirement income all through perhaps one particular instrument. Going to discover exactly how much you're paying in fees, help you cut unnecessary costs in things like your IRA, your 401k, any other retirement savings account or investment account that's out there. I can also help you with Social Security planning, with Medicare. I'm going to compare your current situation to what's possible if you work with me. And I want to give you that retirement you can take pride in. So that's why I want you to go to takeprideinretirement.com. Yeah, takeprideinretirement.com. Send me an email message there. You can also do that by just typing in matt@takeprideinretirement.com in your email box there. And send me a message asking any questions that you would like. Or while you're at takeprideinretirement.com, just click the schedule a consultation button. If a phone call is what you prefer and you would rather hear my dulcet tone speaking to you over the phone, 855-246-9211 is the number. 855-246-9211, once again, is that number. And I'd be glad to talk to you, walk you through anything, answer any questions that you might have, and do that complete analysis of your current financial situation and show you what is possible, show you how we can achieve that smart vision for you and for your retirement. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I am so glad once again that you've joined me on the show today. And I just really do appreciate it. Spread the word about the show. If you're enjoying it, if you're getting something from it, I would love to hear feedback. Go to any of the podcast channels that are out there. Leave us a good review. Subscribe, of course. Give us a like on Facebook. Subscribe for notifications there as well. Just do all the things. Help us spread the word. Facebook, we're on Instagram. Help us spread the word about Take Pride in Retirement. I'm also going to be at the Atlanta Pride Festival this year, coming up October, the weekend of October 12th, the 12th and 13th, I believe are those two dates. I will be there with a booth for Take Pride in Retirement. So I look forward to seeing you there, hopefully, if you are going to be in the Southeast's largest Pride Festival in Atlanta, if you're going to be a part of that this fall. So I look forward to seeing you then. All right. And so that's going to do it here, as I say, for this particular episode and edition of the show. Look forward to more great things coming up next time around. And until then, take pride in yourselves and take care of each other. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to Take Pride in Retirement. Members of the LGBTQ plus community deserve to work with a fiduciary financial advisor who puts their needs first. To schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Matt McClure and the team at Active Wealth Management, call 855-246-9211 or go online to takeprideinretirement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management Incorporated are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Matt McClure and Active Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not in any way refer to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC.